And now on Let's Get Healthy, we're pleased to welcome Dr. Robert Kulax, co-author of the important new book, The Toxic Tooth, How a Root Canal Could Be Making You Sick. He'll shed light on the connections we never knew existed between root canal-treated teeth and degenerative conditions, and fill us in on the alternatives. Dr. Kulax, welcome to the show.
Well, Dr. Kulax, Robert Kulax, are you with us? What a pleasure having you on the show. What a great book you've got here.
Thank you very much.
Everybody, 40,000 people a day are getting root canals in the United States every day?
Just about. I mean, between 35 and 40, 1,000 a year are being done.
Forty million a year. But still, even though we know all the dangers. Now, supposedly they've got a little more knowledge about the tooth, and they can check it closer and make sure that I don't know what they're doing. They can check the number of I guess it's vascular effect, vascular.
Complications from a tooth?
To avoid the complications, they can look at the tooth and see, make sure it's got a good vascular picture.
Well, here's the thing with a live tooth, with a healthy, non-infected tooth, has a blood supply that enters the tip of the tooth, the end of the root, mm-hmm. and nourishes the whole tooth from the tip of the root right up through, the crown portion of the tooth, what you see in the mouth. And when that's healthy, you have no problems. That tooth is functioning fine. There's a healthy flow of nutrients inside that tooth. There's no bacteria in that tooth, and everything is just great. The problem is when the tooth becomes infected, when the bacteria migrate from inside the tooth, you have a deep cavity, and they infect the pulp tissue, the inside, the center section of the tooth. Once that happens, that tooth is going to die. And when it dies, you only have two options. The first option is do a root canal, and the second option is extraction. Now, with a root canal, the dentist attempts to remove all the infected tissue, widen and shape all the canals, disinfect those canals, and then seal that root canal system. And if they could remove all the bacteria, get it all clean, sterilize that tooth, seal it, and prevent any reinfection of that tooth from bacteria in the mouth, root canals will be fine. The problem is you can't do that. All root canals stay infected. And if they aren't infected when they are performed, let's say you have a root canal done because you get hit in the mouth and you have trauma and the tooth dies. That tooth is not going to be infected right away, but over time, after the root canal is done, because there's no longer, as you mentioned before, vitality in that tooth, bacteria will migrate in and make it a foci of infection.
Well, we know that what happens in the bowels and the tonsils and all when you have a... And you're talking a part of the body that's dead inside your mouth.
Right. You're talking a dead, infected body part. If you took this tooth out, if you take out most root canal teeth, and you were to look at it and smell it, I mean, they smell like death. They smell mm-hmm. rotten. Mm-hmm. No orthopedic surgeon would take that tooth, open up your femur, your leg bone, and insert that tooth in your leg bone. Yet we keep these teeth in the jawbone.
What are some of the longer term risks for keeping that infected tooth as part of your mouth?
Well, here's the association. Everybody is talking and learning and hearing about the association between gum disease and cardiovascular disease,
Alzheimer's,
preterm labor, etc.
Right.
Well, there really is no difference in the inflammation and the bacteria from gum disease, periodontal disease, and the same inflammation and bacteria from infected root canal teeth. In fact, the American Dental Association has published a study back in 2009 that says that corrected for other risk factors such as smoking, obesity, high cholesterol, people with root canal-treated teeth have two or more times the risk of developing cardiovascular disease. So these root canal teeth, they can release, do three things. They release bacteria into the body. They release potent bacterial toxins into the body. And thirdly, some of these root canal teeth can raise inflammation in the body. And we know that inflammation is one of the key root causes of heart disease.
Well, I read across articles saying it could lead to cancer.
Cancer. I'm just picking heart disease.
Right.
Anything with you know, infection, inflammation, and toxins can be affected by these foci, these root canal teeth. They can affect a whole slew of things. In fact, there's a study here. Let's go back to the heart disease issue. You know, the ADA and dentists say, well, it's only an association. They're saying, well, there's no double-blind, placebo-controlled studies showing that root canal teeth or gum disease directly causes heart disease, for example. Well, first of all, you're not going to take, you know, healthy people and infect their teeth and then follow them for 20 years. That's just not going to be done. So what we have to do is we have to look at people who have these root canal teeth, have periodontal disease, and then we understand the mechanism of the disease process. Get down to the nitty-gritty. What is actually going on? And we'll pick heart disease. What actually causes a heart attack? You know, cholesterol does build up in the arterial wall. That is true. But the actual heart attack is caused by a rupture of those plaques in the artery that rupture into the coronary artery and cause a blood clot. And that blood clot is what causes the heart attack. And there are studies right now that show that the same bacteria that are in root canal teeth and in gum disease are found, A, in the plaques in these coronary arteries, and B, in the clots that cause the heart attack.
Isn't that interesting? Well,
yeah.
You know, by the way, in the book, if in case you we haven't got your attention yet, you've got some pictures that if you don't look at these before you eat or right after you eat. I mean, they are just, because you call it seeing is believing, photos to tell the story. That's,
yeah.
There's nothing like a picture, right? To tell what's going on.
You keep those pictures over there, Bill. That's fine. Yep. Over there.
Right. I have a chiropractor, doctor of chiropractic medicine with me, and he sees a lot of patients. Have you ever run across a patient with a problem with their older patient with any problems with the cavitation?
Actually, I will tell you that virtually every patient that walks into my office with intractable fibromyalgia, patients that have cardiovascular disease, I mean, invariably somewhere along my physical examination, I'll ask them about their teeth. And it is not uncommon to look in and basically see enough metal to make a small radio cassette with. And between those and, I mean, and you look around at the inflammation around the gum line, and I know that there are invariably some impacted root canals there. There are a number of biologic dentists that I'll use here in Austin that I refer them out to. And I'll tell you, a lot of their issues become a lot easier to manage once you can get them to a good dentist who will actually deal with these infected root canals on a causative basis as opposed to just, you know, giving them a deep cleaning and telling everything's going to be just fine.
So
yeah,
is that what you...
That's a good point.
Right.
I'm sorry?
Well, I guess the big question everybody has, I'm getting a couple of texts here from people. By the way, if you want to call in, 390-1370, 512-390-1370. But what they're asking is, so if you have the need for, if the dentist says we need to do a root canal, what do you do?
Oh, that's the big question, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's only two options. There's either do the root canal or take the tooth out. Now, let's just go backtrack for a second. We're not saying don't do a root canal. If you want to do one, if you know all the risks, then you can do one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that everybody who has a root canal is going to get a heart attack, just like everybody
right.
who smokes doesn't get cancer or
right.
heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
But an informed patient, you must tell the patient that these root canal teeth are going to stay infected, and here are the risks, and then you decide. Informed consent is everything in medicine. Now, getting to your second point, what else do you do? Well, there's a couple things you can do. A, if it's a, you know, a back tooth, you may do nothing. Just leave it empty. You could do a removable appliance, something you take in and out, like a partial denture. You can do a fixed bridge. If you're missing one tooth with two good teeth on either side, you just cap either side and do a fixed permanent bridge. And the last option, you do an implant. An implant replaces the extracted root canal root, and on top of that implant, you restore it with a crown.
So the implant's going to be safe.
Well, nothing is 100% safe.
Do they use titanium?
Is a non-infected, healthy tooth.
Right.
There are issues with, you know, the metallic ions leaching off the implants, but there are alternatives. There are zirconium implants that have no metal. But an implant can't get infected, I mean, per se. The actual implant cannot become infected because it's a solid metal or zirconium object. It can develop gum disease. And that also could be a risk factor, like we talked about, for heart disease. So if the implant is maintained, the gum tissue is maintained in a healthy state, then my opinion is that an implant is a relatively benign procedure and relatively safe.
Okay. Okay. That's definitely safer. So people listening, they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s, and they had an implant. They've got a root canal in for a long time. So, Dr. Carson, they could come to you and check it out, I guess, huh? Or is there a dentist? They went to a biological dentist?
We've got seven or eight good reputable biologic dentists in the area. We're really kind of flush on them here in the Austin area. But I mean, I'd call up and ask them. I mean, I can offer my opinion, but what it boils down to it is you need somebody who's well trained in this to actually do those evaluations. Dr. Glass, what's your opinion of biologic dentists? Do you think those are the best people to be looking at this, or just would any general dentist know what to do with this?
Well, you know, I think you need somebody with this viewpoint, and you're not going to get this with a mainstream dentist. But you also need somebody who's highly skilled. You can't have one and not the other. So if it's a highly skilled practitioner who understands these issues, that's the person to go to. But you've got to be real careful because these dental boards want to revoke licenses for people who take out root canal teeth.
Right.
Read the preface in my book, people. And you will see what happened to me.
And your book is The Toxic Tooth, How Root Canal Could Be Making You Sick, right?
Well,
that's correct.
One of the things I read is you don't practice dentistry anymore.
No. It's a long story because the dental boards wanted to revoke my license. I have my license, but after going through what I went through, it nearly killed me. It nearly killed me, so I will not go back and practice again.
Well, I will be the first to say that boards are really good at trying to clamp down on people that are telling the truth that's uncomfortable. There's a wise man once said that, you know, the very powerful and the very stupid have one thing in common, is that they don't fit their views to fit the facts. They fit their facts to fit the views, which can be uncomfortable if you happen to be one of the facts that needs altering. So,
right.
Yeah, trust me, I wish I wasn't right. I mean, and I'm not making this. This is not my opinion. I'm just citing research. I'm citing research that goes back to 1920. I'm citing current research. Trust me, I wish I was wrong.
Yeah, it's interesting because in Austin, for example, we got a lot of people that are strong proponents of the paleo diet and talk about it. And one of the cornerstones actually of that is the work of Dr. Weston Price, who, you know, did a lot of that fundamental work in changing the diet, etc. And he was a dentist. One of the facts that I pulled up when I was doing some research on this show segment, apparently in 1903, Dr. Price actually led a study by about 60 other dentists to try to find a safe way to perform root canals. And apparently, as you may be mentioning this, in 23, they submitted their findings to the ADA, and they found out there is no safe way to do a root canal filling. So for those people out there who are doing paleo and talk about how great Weston Price work is, I mean, this he follows this in line. Guys, this is, you can't be doing root canals and still, you know, submitting to that idea of fundamental changes in your lifestyle.
Yeah, Weston Price has published four volumes of over 1,000 pages on root canals and how they can affect your overall health. Over 1,000 pages.
Now, I'm assuming they don't want to read over 1,000 pages. They'd rather read, like, your book. How do they get a hold of your book?
Well, you can get our book at www.toxictooth.com, and or you can go to Amazon.
Okay. And by the way, your Dr. Thomas Levy was on recently. And
he's my co-author. Dr. Levy is a great man.
Oh, he really is.
Man. Love that guy.
Yeah. I met and talked to him a little bit at the A4M conference in Vegas a couple of months ago.
And, so, yeah, we wrote our original book, The Roots of Disease, we wrote back in 2002. And then with all the new research that came out, I got a phone call from Dr. Levy. He says, you know what? Let's update that book. Well, we started to update the book, and we realized we've got to write a new one, a brand new one. There's just so much new information out there. And so we wrote The Toxic Tooth, which I think, you know, is, you know, distills this subject into a very, very understandable form for the layperson. It's not a book that a layperson will say, oh, no, I can't read this. I'm not a dentist. No, it's written for the layperson.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, folks, we're taking a chance. I'm a pharmacist registered, and we're taking a chance a little bit, you know, talking about this, although the dental boards can't come after me. But I was talking to Dr. Levy, and I said, how did you do all this? You're an MD. How did you get by with this? And then I looked after it, and his name. He said J.D., so he's a lawyer.
Yeah, that does help.
If you're a lawyer, you know, that helps a little bit. So, well, what a pleasure talking to you, Dr. Hulatz, and I wish you the best. And people, buy the book, The Toxic Tooth, because if you got kids, grandkids, anybody, you know, that has got dental problems, or you yourself, if you've had it, just look at the pictures and go.
Yeah, buy a copy. Give it to your dentist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to go over big.
You know what? One of my great mentors up in Chicago always used to say, if you're not pissing off your board at least once a year, you're not doing it right. So
you're not treating your patients
right. You
must
be doing it really right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's true. To be fair, the board certainly does good things, but there's also an agenda to maintain the status quo. So it's not always about truth or justice.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad you survived, and you still have your license, and you're writing books and trying to educate people, and we appreciate that. And to keep it going, people, buy the book, Toxic Tooth, The Toxic Tooth, because that supports what you're doing, right?
Yes, sir, it does indeed.
Yeah. Don't wait for the movie. Not a movie that's going to come out, I don't believe.
I hope not.
No, but the pictures are worth more than a movie, I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
You bet, Dr. Hulatz, and we'll have you back sometime. This is good.
That sounds great.
Appreciate it.
Love to come back. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.